ברשות מורי ורבותיי, this parasha is the parasha Mishpatim, the parasha of the mitzvot that Hashem give to the Bnei Israel after Matan Torah. And the Zohar Kadosh said that this parasha, da Mishpatim de Gilgulim, this parasha as well, it's a parasha of the Gilgulim. It's a parasha of the Mishpat of the Gilgulim. That means that you should know that if you do Torah and Mitzvot, you do the Mishpatim, the laws that Hashem give you, so you're okay. But if Chas v'Shalom, you don't do Torah and Mitzvot, so don't forget, there is a Mishpat. There is a Mishpat after death. So this is that's why this parasha called Parashat Mishpatim. The parasha of the judgment, because mishpat is judgment, but in this parasha when we call mishpat, that means mitzvot. But Zohar Kadosh mentioned, he said that anyone, Chas v'Shalom, who doesn't do mitzvot in this world, so he should know, beside each mitzvah, there is a mishpat. If there is, you do the mitzvah correct, so the mishpat will be correct, and if Chas v'Shalom, God forbid, you don't do the mitzvah correct, so there is a mitzvah. That's why the Torah said, "Ki at kol ele yaveh otcha Elokim ha-mishpat." Because Baruch Hu, he brings the man to a judgment for anything he does, good or bad, it will be judged. Why? Because sometimes a person can do good things, but according to his kohot, according to his strength that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him, he could do better. You understand? He could do better. So why did he do better? You know, how can you know if you could do it better or not? How can you know? I don't know. You know yourself. I know myself. I don't know. You don't know me. But how can I know? I mean, I do a mitzvah. How can I know if the mitzvah that I do, I could do it better? How? So I think there is an example. Shlomo HaMelech said, if you want to get to know the Torah Kedusha, if hafsena kamat money, if to make money, you have to, or if you want, if you search for gold or for diamond, I mean gold and diamond, you will not find them anywhere. Gold and diamond, you have to search for them. You have to go to the desert and search for them till you find them. And sometimes, even in a hot weather or cold weather, you have to make yourself dirty. You have to, you know, to struggle to find the diamond or the money or the gold. And at the end, you find them. You find the gold or you find the diamond. And you find the what you search. He said, Shlomo HaMelech said, this is the same. If you do the same, if you do for the Torah the same way as you do for the how to make money, how to make gold, how to do, they need to find diamond, so you will find the Torah. Otherwise, you will not find the Torah. That means if you search Torah like the way you search gold, you will find it. So you understand? Now we understand. How can you know how many strength you have? So just give yourself a test. You know, if somebody tell you tomorrow morning at 4 o'clock, I give you $1 billion. So of course, all night you will not sleep for the $1 billion. Why? Because it's something. So that means you can not sleep few days for $1 billion. So if you can do that for the money, how you will not do that for the Torah? So this is the mishpat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do. How can HaKadosh Baruch Hu do the mishpat? HaKadosh Baruch Hu do the mishpat in a way how you behave in the rest of the world and how you behave in the Torah. Why you invest yourself more in the rest of the world and you invest less in the Avodat Hashem? This is the mishpat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can know it. You know, we go all to the shul in the morning. You see everybody. For you, everybody is in shul. But so for you, everybody is fantastic. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He has another judgment. Kadosh Baruch Hu is, he look the way you wake up, the way you came to the shul, the strength, the kohot you put, your investment that you put, and your coming to the shul. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu analyze. Understand me? This is the mishpat of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The mishpat of Kadosh Baruch Hu is not like the mishpat that we do. That's mishpat di galgeluta. That's what, this is the explanation of the Zohar. I mean, that's the way I explain the Zohar. That means the way we look at things, positive or negative, it's not the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu look at the thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has his own judge. And Hashem, he knows how to judge the person. He knows. He knows how you invest yourself in that mitzvah and how you invest yourself, you know, to make money. So for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no joke with him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the kohot, the same kohot that Hashem gives you. Why this kohot that Hashem give you, you did not use them for the avodat Hashem? Why you only use them for the heavenly olam hazeh, for the rest of the world? Why you did not invest them for the good things? This is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no joke. I would like just to tell you something. This is the parasha of Mishpatim. The parasha of Mishpatim, it's a parasha after Matan Torah. What the meaning of the parasha after Matan Torah? Look at this. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, all the Jews were there. All the Jews were there. Even you, even me. Everybody were there. And at the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, look what happened to them. The Torah said something incredible. The Torah said, okay? All the Jews said to Hashem, Yahdav, all together, and they said to Hashem, all what Hashem said, we'll do it. I repeat. Yes. No, they did not say Na'aseh v'nishma. Only they said Na'aseh. Yes. I mean, if you have the parasha of Yitro, you will find the parasha of Yitro, that it said there, Vaya'anu kol ha'am, when Moshe Rabbeinu proposed them the Torah, and all the Jews repeat, Kol asher diber Hashem, all what Hashem said, they say, Vaya'anu kol ha'am, all the Jews repeat, Yahdav, that means all together, and they said, Kol asher diber Hashem, Na'asi. Look, listen to this. But the parasha of this week, Mishpatim, there is something else that the Torah said. The Torah said something incredible. And all the people answered, said, Kol asher diber Hashem, na'aseh v'nishma. All what Hashem said, we'll do and we'll listen. So, one of the rabbis, one of the big rabbis in Eretz Yisrael, Dayanim, the Dayan Atiyah, he asked me a question. He said, why in the parasha of Yitro, there the parasha said that the Jews repeated all together, and they said, all what Hashem wants will do, and they did not do Na'aseh v'nishma, they did not say Na'aseh v'nishma, but in the parasha of Mishpatim, it said that all the Jews answered, but not the parasha, don't say together. We'll do and we'll listen. You see, there is a big difference. You understand me? I mean, at the parasha Yitro, it said all together, and it's only we do. But the parasha Mishpatim, it did not say, the parasha Mishpatim, it don't say Na'aseh v'nishma, don't say all together, and it said Na'aseh v'nishma. Why? This is the question that he asked me, this rabbi. But I have another question. The question that I have, this part of Matan Torah that we have in the Parasha Mishpatim, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did not write it in Parashat Yitro? I mean, Parashat Mishpatim is the Parasha of the Dinim, the Halachot. So why by the end of Parashat Mishpatim, The Torah repeats what happened before Matan Torah. I mean, this part of Matan Torah, it should be written in Parashat Yitro. Why this part of Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it in Parashat Mishpatim? You understand me? And when they did the Seudah, if you have the book in front of you, if you take the Parashat Mishpatim by the end, it says the Moshe Amar Ale Hashem Ata Aaron Nadab and Hashem Yishet Moshe come to the Mount to the Hasinai Yun Moshe Yun Aaron Nadab Abihu and 70 Zikni Israel, and then only you Moshe you approach to Hashem and they should not approach, and then Moshe Rabbeinu came to the people and he told them all what Hashem told him. So he wrote all the Torah and all the story from Adam Arishon till Matan Torah. And then Moshe Rabbeinu, he wrote everything. Vayishkem Babuker, and Rashi said that all this was before Matan Torah. And then Moshe Rabbeinu, he took Sefer HaBrit and he wrote something there. He wrote all the Torah that he all the story from Matan Torah from Adam Arishon till now. And then he built a Mizbeah and he took Na'ar Yisrael. And then after Moshe Aaron, Nadav Avihu and the 70 people, they went up to the mountain, and I don't know. And after Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, after Matan Torah, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, only you can come up, but not the Jews. I mean, all this part of story of Matan Torah that it's written in Parashat Mishpatim, it should be written in Parashat Yitro. Why here? You understand the question? So now you have two questions. First, why in Parashat Yitro it said only Na'aseh and Yahdav, the answer to Hashem that will all together and that we will do the mitzvot. And in Parashat Mishpatim, it doesn't say Yahdav, it just say all what Hashem asks from us, we'll do and we'll listen. Thus, this is the two questions we have. But look what the way I'm going to answer you these two beautiful questions. First, you should know one thing. Every day, you should feel Matan Torah. The Torah should be in your eyes, a hadasha. You should always know that the Torah is not a few thousand years ago that you received it. You should always have the impression that, and the feeling that you just received the Torah right now. As the Gemara said, "Tihit be'enecha kehadasha." Not only you should feel that you received the Torah today, but you should feel that the Torah, it's new. I mean, it's not old. It's not something that you received a few thousand years ago. No, you should feel that today you receive it. Honest, you know, sometimes when I study the Torah and I have a chidush, you know, Bemet, I feel so happy, and my feeling is it's like today I received the Torah. That's why we say chidush. What the meaning of chidush? Chidush it's from the word hadash. Hadash, it's new. Chidush, and chidush is het yud dalet shin. So you have the hadash yud. What the meaning of yud? Yud, it's like today you receive the Ten Commandments. You should feel when you study Torah, it's like today you receive the Torah, and the first day that Hashem gave the Torah, it was the Ten Commandments. And you should feel the Torah as new as your new suit that you just bought, you wear now. This is the Torah. Now I understand. That's why this parashat Mishpatim, it's the parasha of the Torah. It's the parasha of the Halachot. The parasha that Moshe Rabbeinu started to teach the Bnei Israel after he came down from Har Sinai. Okay? After 40 days that he was in Har Sinai, he came down, he took with him, he learned their Torah mitzvot from Hashem, and now he came to the world to teach the Bnei Israel Torah. And that's why exactly after Parashat Yitro and Parashat Mishpatim, the first parasha that is supposed to be parasha of all the Torah that Hashem gave to the Bnei Israel, and that parasha, it said about the Matan Torah. That means, even after Matan Torah, you should feel Matan Torah. I mean, you understand the answer? That, yes, that's why in this parasha of Mishpatim, this parasha that it was after Matan Torah, that's why the Hashem, he wrote in this parasha about Matan Torah, about Na'aseh V'Nishma, about everything. To let you know, to teach you, that even after Matan Torah, you should not say, we received the Torah yesterday, we received the Torah a month ago, we received the Torah 2,000 years ago. No. You should feel that you received the Torah today. You should feel that every day you should feel et Na'aseh V'Nishma. Every day you should feel Na'aseh V'Nishma. Now we understand why the Torah doesn't say Yahdav. The Torah doesn't say that they answer all together. Because at that moment, when the Jews received the Torah, they were all together. But today, after Matan Torah, we are not together. We are everywhere. You are in America, I am in France. We are not together. You understand? Because this part of Matan Torah that it was written after Matan Torah is just to teach you that you should feel Matan Torah wherever you are, in every generation. That's why the Torah said, that's why it doesn't say Yahdav. Because Yahdav, it was only on Matan Torah. On Matan Torah, all Jews were there. All Jews were there. They were there. So all Jews, they said Yahdav Na'aseh. What the meaning of Na'aseh? Na'aseh, they did not say Na'aseh V'Nishma. They only said Na'aseh will do. You know why? Because they saw so much Nisim. They were ready to do, even if they don't hear. This is the level where the Jews arrived when they were in the desert. They achieved very, very high position. They achieved a very, very high madrega. They achieved something more than Malachim. I mean, usually it's something incredible. I mean, if you call me, I tell you, yes, I'll do. If you call me, I know that you would ask me something for me. I tell you, I'll do. That means I don't need to listen to decide if I do or don't do. Already, I'm willing to do. This is the madrega that the Jews achieved. They arrived in Matan Torah. They arrived, they reached this high level, top level of Yahdav. They were all together because they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They saw Hashem. So it was not possible not to see Yahdav. It's impossible. And even though it was not as well possible to say, okay, Hashem, we'll do and we'll listen. No. They said, we'll do. We want to do. We are ready to do. Because they achieved a very high position in the Ma'amad al-Sinai. But this part of that it was written in Parashat Mishpatim, it happened even at that time. But at that time it happened in another way. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, he wrote it in Parashat Mishpatim. Because this second part of Parashat Mishpatim, it's for the rest of the generation. The rest of the generation, it's Avodah that we should do a lot on ourselves. To be Yahdav, you should work. In Matan Torah, we arrived to this Ma'ala of Yahdav because we were helped by Hashem. Because we saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We had no choice. We saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We saw the Emet. We saw the reality. And because we saw the Emet, so we had no choice. So we said Yahdav. And we said Na'aseh. It was a very, very high level. The Bnei Israel, they achieved themselves a position of top of the tops. Understand? Can you imagine Malachim? I mean, thousands of Malachim, 72,000 or more, I don't know, they came from the Shamayim just for each Jew to support him. And they bring two crowns and they put it in their head. You can imagine. And when Hashem came down to give the Torah, the Reah of Gan Eden, the perfume of Gan Eden came down. It's amazing. You cannot imagine. You know, it's impossible to you can, we cannot achieve, we cannot think, we cannot imagine that moment. The Malachim, even, you know, the Am Yisrael, they achieved a spiritual high level till the Neshama went out. The Neshama went out. They become like Malachim. They wanted to stay, they didn't want to live this world. The Neshama came out from the body. Barcha Nishmatam. Barcha Nishmatam. The Neshama went out. And the Torah, it forced the Neshama to go to get back to the body. This is the high level that the Bnei Yisrael achieved. That we understand. That's why they said Yahda. They reach this high level of all together. And that's why they said Naaseh. But Parashat Mishpatim, it's something else. But Parashat Mishpatim is the time of today. Today we have to achieve to be together with Bikhot Atzmin, with our strength, with our avodah. Understand me? We have to work hard for that. We should have. Now today we don't have Hakadosh Baruch Hu to. We don't say Hakadosh Baruch Hu to have no choice to be together. Now through the Torah. But please listen to this. If you feel that the Torah is Hadasha, if you feel like today you receive the Torah, so that could help you. To unite yourself with the Klal Yisrael, but only through Na'aseh V'Nishma, because the position of today is not like the position of yesterday. You see, Derech Matan Torah, you could reach a high level only through Na'aseh. Even if you don't need Nishma, I'm willing to do, but today you need both of them. You need Na'aseh V'Nishma, and even that is fantastic, because only Malachim can tell Na'aseh V'Nishma, not a man. That is it's something incredible. Now, we understand that every day we have to feel the Matan Torah. Le'achar, after Matan Torah, we have to feel it an Na'aseh V'Nishma with our own strength, with our own kohot, if you use it. Now, when they send Parashat Yitro, they reach this level of Yahdav according what they saw. Because they saw what they saw, so they have no choice. Oh, so they were all together. And that's why they use the word of Na'aseh. But now we understand Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom, he was very clever. Moshe Rabbeinu, he wanted you to feel the Matan Torah on Matan Torah, and he wanted to feel the Matan Torah after the Matan Torah. And that's why the story of Matan Torah, it was written in Parashat Yitro. But what you could learn for the after Matan Torah, to feel what you should feel after the Matan Torah, that it's in Parashat Mishpatim. I would like to tell you a story, a fabulous story that I heard this week from a Rav. That he told me this story about my Rebbe, Rabbi Gershom Livman, one of the big Rabbanim that he was rescued from Auschwitz. And you know, listen to me, you know, this rabbi, when he died, he was, I think, 90 years old. He fought Rabbeinu Gershom Livman. He had a big yeshiva here in France. And when I was 10 years old, I came to study in his yeshiva. You know how many years I did not see my parents? 7 years. From the age of 10 to the age of 17, I did not see my parents. My mother, I saw her when I was 13 for 1 week. She came to make me the bar mitzvah, but my father, I did not see him for 7 years. One day I told my father, "Papa, I'm not happy what you did to me." He told me, "What?" I told him, "You have no heart. You let me go from you 7 years. I did not see you for 7 years. Why you did that to me? Why you sent me away from you, from Morocco to France, to England, the yeshiva? Why you did that to me?" My father told me, he answered me, David, I know that you are angry against me. I know that you will not understand my answer, but one day you will tell me thank you. I told him, Papa, thank you. You think I will tell you one day thank you? I don't think I'll tell you one day thank you. Because you've been cruel with me. 7 years, I did not see you. 7 years, I mean, it's not, I did not come for the weekend or Pesach or Sukkot. 7 years, from the age of 10 to the age of 17. My father, he did not answer me. He told me, just one day you tell me thank you. So, today, 48 years later, because now I will be 58, Be'ezrat Hashem, Tammuz. 48 years later, what would I say to my father? Would I thank him or not? Tell me. You don't know. So my answer is today, every year, every month, every day, every hour, every minute, every second, when I think about my father, I tell him thank you. Because if my father, he did not send me to the yeshiva when I was 10, maybe today I will not be what I am today. So, Baruch Hashem, when I see thousands of people around me, they did teshuva because I helped them. Can you imagine if I was not there? Who will help them? Where I will be today? I don't know. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. I thank Hashem and I thank my father. So this week I heard one of my friends, one of our rabbis that we stood together in the yeshiva 48 years ago. He told me a story about Rabbi Gershon. He said one day, Rabbi Gershon, Alav Shalom, it was about 10 years ago. I think he died 5 years ago, but the story happened 10 years ago. When he went from France here to Israel not for vacation, tzaddikim, they have no vacation, tzaddikim. I mean, maybe he went for a wedding or he went for something spiritual. When he arrived to Tel Aviv, to the airport, he arrived with his tefillin, a small bag, handbag. So when he arrived to the customs, you know, he looked at him, he told him, he called him, Rabbi, can you come in, come here. Can you open the bag, please? He asked him. So he opened the bag, and he told him, you have nothing in the bag. He said, no, I have nothing. You have something to declare? No, I have nothing. Can you come to the room, please? So he went with him to the room, and he told him, can you take off your clothes, please? I have to search. He told him, I am an old man. What do you want to search? So he told him, well, I'm sorry. I do my duty. This is my job. I have to search you. Okay. He searched him after. He told him, okay, I'm sorry. You can go. So the rabbi asked him, I want to ask you one question. I mean, do I have a suspect face? Do I have a suspect face? I mean, you look at me like I am a thief. Look, I have a beard, a belt. Look, I am a rabbi. I mean, I'm old man. He told him, yes, but we have a problem with people like you. He said, what kind of problem with people like me? What that mean? He said, because you came from far away, you took a plane from far away, and you have no luggage. For us, a suspect. I mean, somebody who comes from far away on holiday, he should have baggage, luggage. They have no luggage. I mean, for us, you are suspect. Maybe you have something in your pocket. I don't know. Maybe you came only for a few hours to put something here to go back to France. The rabbi looked at him and he started to cry. So the customs, he did not understand. He went out. His students were waiting for him outside. And they told him, Rabbi, why you cry? So he told him the whole story. So they told him, so what the big deal of that story? I mean, what he told them from that story, I learned something. when a man pass away from this world and he arrive to the other world, from there they watch him if he has luggage or not. What it is luggage? Mitzvot, Torah mitzvot. When you come with some luggage, they start to search you. You tell them, why you search me? I was a religious man. I prayed. I did mitzvot. So they told him, yeah, but for you lived 80 years in that world. And you came here from far away. You came here for the rest of your life. I mean, here you will rest all the time. You came here with no luggage? Only with small luggage? For us, you are suspect. That means anyone in this world, he should know that after 120 years, when he pass away, when he go to the other world, first thing he will see from there, if he has luggage or not. If he has enough luggage or not. You understand? You understand? I mean, okay, you did not do Averot, but hey, you know, you came from far away and there is no return. So if you come from far away and there is no return, that means you have to come with a lot of luggage. Not only with handbag. So you are suspect. So they have to search you. Okay, they will search you. You will find nothing. But still, you have a problem. It's not enough what you have. You did not bring enough in this world. Now, according to that story, understand the word. I can explain the Zohar. Now, understand what it is. Elea Mishpatim. That Mishpat de Gelgeluta. This is the Mishpat when, for the reincarnation of the Gilgul. When a man passes away, he will pass a mishpat according to his strength, according to what he could do and he did not do. Of course, he did do, but he could do better. You understand? He could do better. Okay, he came with a hand baggage. So, if he came with a hand baggage, he has something. Okay, he has something. Well, okay, but for 70 years or 80 years, that you've been there, you should be here with a lot of luggage. That's what you bring with you. Instead of bringing, a few lorries, few trucks, full of baggage, you bring with you only a handbag, a pair of tefillin, tzitzit tefillin. That's what you bring with you. This is the meaning of Elea Mishpatim, Asher Tassim Lefim. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvot. So that you should feel. And you should not get used to this mitzvot. We should feel every day, it's like today we receive the Torah. So we should feel that the Torah is new, to renew the Torah. We should feel this Torah is not the old Torah, it's new Torah. And we should feel, and through this Torah, we have to come with our kohot, with our strength, to Yahda, to be together. Habisa should be together. We should come to a position of Na'asi v'Nishma. Of course, we cannot compare today like the day of Matan Torah. You understand me? There is no comparison. You understand? You cannot compare that because it's like I can't compare you like Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't compare me like Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't compare me like my grandfather. Okay? So we can't compare our generation like the generation of Matan Torah, because the generation of Matan Torah, the Jews, they reach a very, very, very high level, they reach a high level that they said Yahda, they have the chutzpah to say Yahda all together, we accept you Hashem, and they said Naase, they did not say Nishma, because for them it was we are ready to do. Even if we don't hear, we are ready to do. They reached a very, very high level. So we cannot compare today like before. But today, at least, with the Amal of Torah, we can achieve through our kohod to the yahda, through our kohod to naaseh b'nishma. Don't forget, naaseh b'nishma, it was b'lashon rabin. It was said with the it was said b'lashon rabin with a language of rabin majority, you know, all group naaseh b'nishma, but they did not say yahda. I mean, even today, today Baruch Hashem, we can reach this this naaseh b'nishma, but you need a lot of work. You need a lot of well, this is the parasha of the week, and I hope Baruch Hashem that we will achieve this this madrega in our time to feel on the Torah that the Torah is hadasha, the Torah is new, and that Baruch Hashem we should feel and we should be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Naaseh b'nishma, to be willing to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu before listening. I mean, this is a matter of the Malach, but the Bnei Israel Matan Torah, they achieved more than a Malach. They achieved a matter of Naaseh. I mean, we are ready to do, even that we don't hear what we want to do. It's with a big achievement, Matan Torah. So, now we understand why there is the language, the why in the Parashat Mishpatim, the Torah talk a little bit about Matan Torah with different way, and now we understand why. Because as I told you, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted the Bnei Israel to achieve this madriga of Matan Torah after the Matan Torah. We should feel every day the Torah. And Be'ez Hashem, I pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us to achieve this ma'ala mentality. Do you want to listen to the story? Yes, it's a fabulous story. It happened yesterday. Mamashe, two things happened. Two things shocked me, but one, the opposite of the other one. The first one of the biggest men that I know, Miami, healthy man, very, very healthy. That shocked me. I spoke to him only last week. And it's Kababi family. They have the NRA, very, very wealthy people, big family. Suddenly on Shabbat, he prepared himself, to do something, and he passed away. For nothing. That shocked me. That gave me to think, David, you see, a man cannot buy life of money. A man, he should save always. He should be 24 hours ready for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That shocked me. That gave me a lot of strength. But this week, Baruch Hashem, two things happened. First, yesterday, a woman that she was very, very bad, very ill, and she had a big tumor, and she was very, very ill, and the doctors, they did not give her a chance to live. And she was crying, and today she went for the big operation to see what kind if she will live a few more. And yesterday I told her with her family. I prayed for her in the bottom of my heart. And I was thinking about this man Kababida who passed away. I said, Hashem, show me now the opposite. What I heard on Shabbat. Show me the opposite. On Shabbat, I saw a man that was healthy and they passed away quickly. Now show me the opposite. Show me this woman that she's going to die, that she will not die. Show me the opposite. That's what I said yesterday to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David? You should talk to him. Hashem is a father. Avinu Malkim. When we need Hashem, we find him. So I said to Hashem, he said, please, the operation was this morning, one hour before he called me, they did not find nothing. Nothing! Mamash, behemet, the man who was crying at the telephone, they find nothing. The doctors, they were shocked. They were shocked. I mean, they have all the proof that this woman, she was... She had a big tumor, she had cancer, other people were there. They did not find nothing. So you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu show you this, the Baal HaBayit. So how can you not do, how we will not reach this level of Na'asi? Not only Na'asi, I'm willing to do for Hashem whatever Hashem asks for me. I don't need proof. I don't need that He will tell me. I'm ready to do. This is the achievement that we have to achieve. Okay?